Welcome to worship at UCC Waupun United Church in the United Church of Christ, where no matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, you are welcome here. We're so excited to have you with us today, whether you're in these pews or online, whether today or throughout the week. We are glad that you're with us. A couple of announcements. VBS is coming up on Friday. And Becky will be saying more about that in just a little bit. But because of the fact that VBS is on Friday, which is my typical Sabbath day, I will be splitting time off between most of the day tomorrow and some of the day on Tuesday. So if you want to come see me, please. Let me know ahead of time. Becky, do you want to go ahead and...
Good morning. I'm Becky Smith. I'm the Christian Education Coordinator, which kind of automatically puts me in charge of Vacation Bible School. But my thank yous. I don't know if you got a chance to see all the really cute decorations, but Kathy Indermuehl, Tiffany Bonert, and Rachel Krohn have worked really hard to decorate our roadside cafe. No, I said that wrong. Road Trip Cafe. It's really cute. Just check it out after church. So thank you to them for all their hard work. It's Friday. It's coming up, and we're really excited. We have a great program scheduled. We need kids to register, so if you haven't registered your children or grandchildren yet, we'd love to have them. We'll take them off your hands all day, so just see me for that. All right. We're going to try to organize both the mission project, which thank you again for all the donations for the mission. Everybody's been really generous, all three churches. I have to mention, Emmanuel Lutheran donated over $1,100 from their Lenten offerings, and they were able to go onto Amazon and order many of the donated products in the back, along with your donations and United Methodist Church donations. So thank you for all the donations. This week, on Monday at 4:30, prior to the council meeting, and then Wednesday morning at 10, we're going to just finalize our decorations and prepare classrooms and pick up and put away all our project work. And then we are in need of one more group leader. That would be someone that has to give up their Friday from about 8 a.m. to about, I think the last session ends at 2:40. And group leaders, you get to lead a group of hopefully around 10 kids, and you just have to support them, be with them, encourage kindness, and supervise them. You don't have to do any of the teachings, but you get to go around to all the things with them and learn what we have to offer. So thank you so much. Thank you, Linda. All right, we got a group leader. Super. Woo-hoo! Thanks, Linda.
Wonderful. Thank you, Becky. And hopefully we'll spend some time outside for that. And if we do, please give your kids some sunscreen so you don't end up like this lobster here. I was out for a walk yesterday with my dad and a friend of ours, and ended up being a 3.2 mile walk, and we did not plan ahead. So, one of those things. But, any other announcements? Okay, seeing none, let's share the peace of Christ with one another.
Good morning and happy Father's Day to all the dads. Please rise if you're able and join in the call to worship. We are from north and south. We are from tiny apartments and expansive homes. We are from this city and from others far away. We are from big families and dinners made for one. We are from stages of grief and stages of love.
We are from hot summers and cold winters.
We are from kitchens with passed down recipes and front porches with old familiar swings.
We are
from the dust of the earth and the stars of the sky. We are from a lot of places, but today we are here.
Today we are together, only God, gather us in.
Please join in the unison prayer. God of north, south, east, and west, I have been meaning to say thank you. Thank you for scooping up the dirt and breathing life into it. Thank you for forming this body, this life, this world, these people.
Thank you for
allowing us in, holding us up, and for weaving us together. Even when it's hard, especially when it's hard, if people ask, where are you from? My mouth speaks of geography, but my soul always sings your name. So today we come to you in prayer with gratitude overflowing, gratitude for the places we've been, for the people who've shaped us, and for the spaces we call home. And so we ask you to scoop us up like you scooped up the dirt on that first day. From the palm of your hand and draw us closer to one another as you do. Amen.
Our opening song today is a little bit different. It's a song by my friend Christopher Grundy, and it actually doesn't have any instrumentation. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to sing it. I'm going to sing the first verse, and there are three of them. And I invite us just to kind of find a pulse in our body. And it goes like this. We have come by way of struggle. We have come by way of pain. We have come by all your steadfast love. Oh, revive our souls again. Let's try it. We have come by way of struggle. Good. We have come by way of pain. We have come by all your steadfast love. Oh, revive our souls again. You've got two more verses to figure it out. Let's see. We have come to lay our burdens down. We have come to shed our shame. We have come to taste your boundless grace and to rise as people changed. We have come to spread your ways of peace. We have come to break the chains. We have come to stand with Jesus. Lead us on into your reign. Lead us on. Lead us on into your reign. One more time. Lead us on into your reign. Very good. Thanks for your bravery. You can sit on down.
Blake, you look so enthusiastic. Oh, man. Did you make him come up here? Oh. Thank you.
Are there any young at heart people who want to come up?
Anybody wants to join us?
Anyone?
We're gonna try really hard.
Anyone?
Smiling, really cute. All right, yeah.
Woohoo!
Since she made you, she should have to come up. All right. Okay, guys. Here we go. Could you tell us where you're from? Could you tell us where you're from? Where are you from?
Where are you from?
Wisconsin.
Yeah.
What city? What street? You don't know your address? Oh, you know what?
I got some work to do.
Wait, it's all right. I know we couldn't get a library card until we knew our address. Anybody else have that? Is that just my hometown? Okay. Sheboygan Falls is a little backwards. It's okay. Yeah. We all came from different places, different geographies, right? But did we all come from God, too? Yeah, we did. We are all God's children. We're uniquely and wonderfully made. And that means that we are special. Mm. That means we are special. Mm. When we accept that we are God's children, then we start to make connections with God. Kind of like you look at a tree, you got the trunk of the tree. Mm. The branches are connected to the trunk. The leaves are connected to the branches. And together they make a tree. But apart, they're not a tree. When we connect with Jesus, then we feel like we belong to a family. And that sense of belonging makes us happy, causes us to have really good self-esteem, and we feel love. And we have that right here with our church family. All of us, right here, we are connected to each other. And we're connected to God. That sense of belonging means we are never alone. We're all part of God's children. Pastor Jacob, could you lead us in prayer this morning?
Absolutely. I will say a short phrase and I invite you to repeat it back to me. Dear God, thank you for creating us. Thank you that we belong to each other. Help us share your love wherever we go. Amen. Thanks for coming up, guys.
This morning's scripture comes from Genesis chapter 2, verses 4b through 15. On the day the Lord God made earth and sky, before any wild plants appeared on the earth, and before any field crops grew, because the Lord hadn't yet sent the rain on the earth, and there was still no human being to farm the fertile land. Oh, a stream rose from the earth and watered all of the fertile land. The Lord formed the human from the topsoil of the fertile land and blew life's breath into his nostrils. The human came to life. The Lord God planted a garden in Eden in the east and put there the human he had formed. In the fertile land, the Lord God grew every beautiful tree with edible fruit, and also he grew the tree of life in the middle of the garden and the tree of knowledge for good and evil. A river flows from Eden to water the garden, and from there it divides into four headwaters. The name of the first river is the Pishon. It flows around the entire land of Havilah, where there is gold. The land's gold is pure, and the land also has sweet-smelling resins and gemstones. The name of the second river is the Gihon. It flows around the entire land of Cush. The name of the third river is the Tigris, flowing east of Assyria. And the name of the fourth river is the Euphrates. The Lord God took the human and settled him in the Garden of Eden to farm it and to take care of it. New Testament lesson is from John chapter 1, 35 through 51. The next day, John again was standing with two of his disciples. And as he watched Jesus walk by, he exclaimed, "Look, here's the Lamb of God." The two disciples heard him say this, and they followed Jesus. When Jesus turned and saw them following, he said to them, "What are you looking for?" They said to him, "Rabbi," which translated means teacher, "where are you staying?" He said to them, "Come and see." They came and saw where he was staying, and they remained with him that day. It was about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. One of the two who heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first found his brother, Simon, and said to him, "We have the Messiah," which is translated anointed. He brought Simon to Jesus, who looked at him and said, "You are Simon, son of John. You are to be called Cephas," which is translated Peter. The next day, Jesus decided to go to Galilee. He found Philip and said to him, "Follow me." Now Philip was from Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip found Nathanael and said to him, "We have found him about whom Moses in the law and also the prophets wrote, Jesus, son of Joseph, from Nazareth." Nathanael said to him, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" Philip said to him, "Come and see." When Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him, he said of him, "Here is truly an Israelite in whom there is no deceit." Nathanael asked him, "Where did you get to know me?" Jesus answered, "I saw you under the fig tree before Philip called you." Nathanael replied, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus answered, "Do you believe because I told you that I saw you under the fig tree? You will see greater things than these." And he said to him, "Very truly I tell you, you will see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man." Here ends the readings for today. May God bless us with these holy words. Amen.
Thank you, Amy. You made those biblical names sound like they were nothing at all. Our media song for today comes from John Mellencamp. This is "Minutes to Memories."
Saw the sunset on the Tennessee line. Looked at the young man who was riding beside him. He said, "I'm old, kind of worn out inside. I worked my whole life in the steel mills near Gary, and my father before me, I helped build this land. Now I'm 77 and with God as my witness, I earned every dollar that passed through my hands. My family and friends are the best things I know. Sounds like rattling old bones. This highway is long, but I know some that are longer. By sun up tomorrow, I guess I'll be home. To the hills of Kentucky, across the Ohio River. The old man kept talking about his life in these times. He fell asleep with his head against the window. Said an honest man's pillow is his peace of mind. This world offers riches. Riches will rise. I don't just stop when there's uncertainty. Yeah.
Thank you to Jill Vanderkin for putting that together. I also want to just say the entire media team worked so hard on these presentations that you all get to benefit from every week. And people who don't put these things together very often don't understand the amount of time that this takes to be able to do every week. So so thank you to the entire media team for what you do. Let us pray. God, be in our heads and in our thinking. God, be in my voice and in my speaking. Be in our hearts and in our loving. And speak through me or in spite of me for the benefit of your holy word. Amen. So this week we're starting a new sermon series called I've Been Meaning to Ask by a company called A Sanctified Art. I really enjoy working with sermon series because sometimes many of us tire of the lectionary, you know, the three years of scriptures repeated over and over. Every Sunday after Easter, for example, in the lectionary is Doubting Thomas, and I can't tell you how many times Deanne Goodlaxon has said to me, "Are we really going to do Doubting Thomas again?" Sorry to call you out. She didn't know I was going to do that. some of these stories are really meaningful, and it's okay to be, you know, to say those things over and over again. But especially in Pentecost, we deal with a lot of parables and a lot of stories of gardens and everything. I've done that for 2 Pentecost seasons. I think I need a little bit of a break. The big question that we are asking ourselves in this 4-week series is, I've been meaning to ask. It's this idea that we have that sometimes we have kind of a surface level interaction with each other as a church community. We don't always know a whole lot about each other. We don't know the deepest parts of each other's sort of existence. And so today's question, the layer that we're going to be talking about today, as you might have caught by Becky's children's message, is where are you from? Now, of course, when we think of that question, when we think of the question, where are you from, most of us think of it as a geographical question, right? We think about, I'm from Neenah, I'm from Waupun, I'm from New York City, right? But of course, there is another layer to it. Answering the question of where we are from allows us to think more deeply about what we've learned from the places and experiences that we've had, and not just where our origins lie on a map. To give us a start of thinking about this, and to sort of model a little bit of what I'm talking about here, I've made a little video that talks about several different locations that have been important in my life and what I've learned from it. And of course, I can't talk about all of them, but hopefully you'll see a little bit of my journey.
So many of you know that I grew up in Neenah, which is about a 45-minute drive from Waupun. Here's my parents' house. We had a 3-bedroom ranch for 4 people, and somehow we made do. But there was a lot of love in the house. As you can see, we can be pretty silly together sometimes. After I graduated from Neenah High School, I went to Lakeland University in Sheboygan for 4.5 years. that was where I got my first taste of a more diverse student population, and also it was where I thought I was studying music education, but then I ended up coming out a vocal performance major before I went to seminary and realized my call was truly to ministry. As you know, another special place to me is, of course, De Chola Center. I met my fiancé, Rafi, there. You'll see a picture of us when we're together as counselors. This was later on in our friendship, I would say. So after I was finished as a camp counselor, I journeyed down to Missouri to study at Eden Theological Seminary, a UCC seminary there. I thought I had found a lot of diversity and a lot of those kinds of things at Lakeland, but it turns out that I had lots in store for me in St. Louis. And St. Louis was also where I met some of my best friends, such as Tim Powers Reed, who you hear me talk about a lot. He and I were in the same dorm room building together, and we taught each other a lot about what it meant to be in community with one another as we were both dealing with significant transitions in our lives.
So what I hope you'll see in this video is not only did I talk about some of the geographical locations that I have lived throughout my life and were important to me, but I hope you'll also notice that I talked about some of the things that I learned from those experiences and those places, and all of those places that I talked about in the little video have different cultures and different expectations and different assumptions, right, about how the world worked. Sometimes those assumptions helped me grow, and sometimes those assumptions kind of limited me. For example, growing up in a smaller, mostly ethnically homogenous city like Neenah made me somewhat ignorant of the kinds of diversity and culture that might exist in more metropolitan areas like St. Louis. And conversely, in St. Louis, I was not, I'll get to that in a second. Smaller towns can seem a bit closed off sometimes from the rest of the world, and so our concept of the world can sometimes become kind of small. But the commentator, Dr. Raj Nadella, reminds us that Adam comes from the land and is sustained by it, but also serves the land. In other words, Adam benefits from God's provision, but also has a job to do to care for the world. Now, in order to care for the world, sometimes we need to ask the right questions and be curious. That's what the gospel is also trying to tell us today. The question is asked, can anything good come out of Nazareth, right? And when we, in Neenah, sometimes we thought about bigger cities in kind of a negative way. My dad went on a few work trips to St. Louis, and he would come home and talk about lots of racism that he saw kind of being played out. There were lots of things that we saw on the news about St. Louis that weren't always positive. You know, there's a lot more crime in a bigger city, perhaps. There's all sorts of other things that happen in a bigger city. But when other people ask us where we're from, sometimes the question comes with a lot of baggage. Was your high school one of the better ones in the community, if you had more than one high school in the community? Or did you go where the socioeconomically disadvantaged people went? Did your high school generally perform well on standardized tests or not well on standardized tests? Are you one of us? And do you understand our culture, right? You know, when I came to Waupun, I was told very quickly that there are certain things that you just kind of understand about Waupun if you live here all your life, and nobody tells you. Unless you talk to somebody, and one of those things that I learned a little bit later was the concept of Dutch bingo, right? Finally, Chris Van Buren was able to explain that to me in her typical Chris Van Buren sort of way. And you know, so there are lots of assumptions, right? If you were a Homan family, if you were a member of the Homan family, people had probably assumptions about you. If you were a Van de Zand, people probably had assumptions about you. You know, I could go on, but I'm going to dig myself a hole, so I'm just going to stop there. But instead, both the gospel and the Genesis text are challenging us to look at things from a different perspective, right? Genesis teaches us that we're connected to the places that we come from and that we have a job to do to take care of them. Whereas the gospel teaches us that harboring certain assumptions based on someone's place of origin can be kind of dangerous. So what does this mean for us here in Waupun, right? How do we take this message with us? Now, in my view, the good news is this. We can learn a lot about ourselves. We can learn a lot about each other and our neighbors from the places we've lived and the things we've learned from those places, right? And we also have a job to do. We have a responsibility to take care of ourselves and others and the land and the creation that is part of the places we live. This sermon series invites us into deeper reflection with one another and hopefully a deeper knowledge of what we've all been through. Some of us have lived here our whole lives, and some of us moved here because of a job or some other reason. But being together in this place we are right now, Waupun, Wisconsin, can teach us a lot about what it's like to live in community. For example, I've thought a lot about the criminal justice system, which is a big part of this city's economy. So many people have witnessed powerful stories of restorative justice here in this town. There are lots of folks who have worked in the system and have tried their best to be models of seeing other people with humanity and seeing people with an eye for justice and hopefulness and things so that they can actually have what they need instead of ending up back in the criminal justice system. Others of us have also, on the corollary, witnessed the desperation others feel when they're socioeconomically disadvantaged and how that impacts them. So no matter what we learn about each other throughout this sermon series, may we learn to ask each other the deeper questions of life with more intentionality and empathy and warmth. May all of us remember that God is at work in all the places we come from. God is at work through all the places that we grow, and God gives us opportunities to learn from those situations and the space we share with others. May we all continue to be hopeful and stay curious. May we all possess the courage that John Mellencamp talks about in today's media song to be the best we can and look towards the future. Because it's in that work, it's in those moments, it's in the kind of works that we do together to learn more about each other that we can move past some of the divisions that we face in our community and in our country. You know, when we think about the places and things that we've come from, I would like to think that more of us realize that we're more similar than we are different, which is something that we all need to remember, because in this divided world, in this divided country, asking the question, where are you from, even with all its baggage and even with all of the different things that come along with it, can teach us about how we can be in community together, how we can treat others with kindness, how we can treat others as the images of God that we all know ourselves to be. So let's continue to dig deeper. Let's continue to learn more about one another. I challenge you as you go into this week to think about someone in this church that you kind of know, but maybe you don't know as well as you would like to know. And maybe ask them that question. Where are you from? Not just the geographical question, but where are you from in the sense of what have you been through? What kinds of things are important to you in your life? And you might be kind of amazed at what you find. I know I have been. Thanks be to God. Amen. So as it's Father's Day, we know that this is this is a wonderful day for some and a difficult day for others. And so this Father's Day litany from Olive Branch Church, it reminds us and helps us pray for all of the people on the wide spectrum of fatherhood that exists. And you'll see little responses up on the screen. As the video goes through, you're invited to join them as they speak those responses, or simply just watch the video.
God as Father has been the predominant image of God in the church for centuries. Yet our understanding of what it means to be a father varies across cultures and personal experience. So at times, this image for God falls short, in part because our imagination for fatherhood falls so short. Today, we pray for the church, the world, and all those in need, lifting up the wide spectrum of the fatherhood experience as a means to open us to the wideness of God's love.
To dads who are biological fathers, we rejoice with you. To those who have become fathers through adoption, we are grateful with you. To stepfathers who claim their family in a special way, we walk with you on these complex paths.
To foster dads, mentor dads, and spiritual dads, your presence matters. To those who father loving nieces and nephews,
to those who have experienced loss through miscarriage, failed adoptions, or running away, we cry with you. To those who know the strong ache of losing a child, we mourn with you. To those who have wrestled with the frustration and disappointment of infertility, we walk with you.
To those who care for little ones every day, we appreciate you. To those who work outside the home, we are thankful for you. To those who have had warm, close relationships with their children, we delight with you.
To those who have been delighted and surprised by the things their children teach them, we are grateful with you. To those who have struggled to understand and connect with their children, we hurt with you. To those who have dreamed of being a father or grandfather, yet that dream has not been realized, we honor your loss.
To those who have experienced good work and good play with their fathers, we celebrate with you. To those who have lost their fathers, we grieve with you. To those who have experienced abuse at the hands of their fathers, we believe you and bless your continued healing.
To those estranged from their children due to incarceration, we surround you with love. To those separated from their children due to deployment, we pray for your loving connection. To those who are challenged and daunted by parenthood right now, we encourage you to keep on. To those who will have emptier nests in the upcoming year, we pray for your transition.
To all those who love fiercely and completely, we are grateful for God's love shining through you.
Now we continue in our spirit of prayer with all of the joys and concerns that are on our hearts today. As we prepare for that time, let's take a deep breath together. And then let us take a few moments of silence as we think of the people and situations that are on our hearts. Amen. What prayers do we have to share this morning?
Hit another hiccup with my sister, Rachel Hoffman. Thursday, she found out that even though they did get all the cancer, the pathology came back okay. Further blood tests showed that she still does need chemotherapy treatment.
For Rachel's continuing journey and all of the twists and turns that goes through. God in your mercy. What else today? John.
It's, I guess, a joy, but there is some concern. You guys have supported me through being a church member to an ordained pastor, and I found out I have a calling to care for the elders of our community. So starting at 2 p.m. this afternoon, I am the Christian Homes new chaplain. And Deanne, I'm not preaching on Doubting Thomas either.
For John, for the service, for his service to our community, for the gifts that he brings to this work, and for the lives of those in our community who he will touch. God, in your mercy. Anything else today? Okay. I'll give you a second to get back and see if there's anything on Zoom.
Do you want to mention, if it's okay, Winnie, that I don't know if it was mentioned at all about Jim?
Oh, yes.
Except through via email.
So, anybody who didn't get the email on, gosh, I think it was Monday,
yeah.
Jim Smith entered into eternal life at the Waupun Hospital, we give thanks for his life. We give thanks for the ways that his spirit continues to live and move through this church. Per Jim's wishes, there will not be a service remembering his life, but we ask for your prayers for all who loved and still love Jim, and for Winnie, and for their family as they grieve his loss. God, in your mercy.
I have a couple on Zoom. As we conclude a very politically charged week and continue to live through unsettled days and weeks ahead, I ask for strength mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and physically for myself and all of us. It's from Lisa Roth. And then from Paul Hartel, can a prayer be said for Josie and I? We meet with a trauma surgeon tomorrow to see what they want to do concerning surgery. Hopefully it will be no surgery. Thank you, and also want to thank everyone for the prayers.
Yes, indeed. So I'll take those one at a time. For Lisa and for all of us who are dealing with difficult days because of this politically divided climate, God, in your mercy. And for Paul and Josie, as they think about the path forward, and for Paul's medical team, God, in your mercy. Anything else today? Then let us be in prayer. God of grace and love, who many of us call Father, and who teaches us in many ways how to be a good father, we ask you to be with all of us today as we think of the people and situations that have been spoken and those that are on our hearts. We ask you especially to be with those who are dealing with medical issues, for Paul and Josie and Rachel, all of those who we have shared, and those who are dealing with loss, Winnie and her family, and for Jim and the ways that he shaped this church. We ask you to be with John as he enters into the new call that you have placed on his heart and on his spirit. We ask you to bless him with courage, bless him with kindness, bless him with the love and the grace that he needs to do this work. We ask you to be with all of those who father in their own ways, whether biological or fathering other children through family or friends, who are examples of strong, loving, gentle, gracious, courageous people. help us be kind and gracious and generous and caring people as well to all of those both in our community and abroad that need our presence. Those who don't have what they need by no fault of their own through homelessness or food insecurity or poverty. Those who face discrimination and othering. Those who are treated differently because of all of the different human constructs that we have placed on people. We ask all of this in the name of Jesus Christ, who showed us the way and teaches us to pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. The time has come to offer our gifts back to God. Here at UCC Waupun, we give thanks for all gifts that are given, whether through time, talent, treasure, or prayer. You may give a gift as the ushers come around with the offering plate. Otherwise, if you'd like, you may also give online at uccwaupun.net. Prayer of dedication. Gracious God, you have given us the gifts of care and connection with one another. All things come from you. Help us use the gifts you give us to go into the world with deeper empathy and compassion, so that all people in all places have what they need. Amen. Our closing hymn will be The Summons, and it is in your hymnal, but we will be singing a different third verse. There are four verses total. We'll be singing a different third verse than what's printed.
Thank you.
My friends, receive these words of benediction. Family of faith, as you leave this place, may God grant you the curiosity to counter assumptions, the vulnerability to befriend, the bravery to speak your truth, the wisdom to listen, the strength to ask for help, the resiliency to choose love even when it's hard, and the awareness of the Holy Spirit always beside you. In the name of the great connector, love itself, now may the love of God, the grace of Jesus Christ, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. Amen.